I dug the music out anyway.
What?
I dug the music out anyway. The In the Navy music.
Oh, gotcha.
I had to do it because Jamie came in and even he said, "Hey, in the Navy, and I was in the Navy." So you were in the Air Force, Jonathan.
Right.
Jamie was in the Navy. Pull the microphone over there, Jamie.
Gotta turn his mic on. Steve.
Oh, he's not on. Oh,
no. I'm on, man. Come sometimes. On.
How you doing this morning, Jamie?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. I was in the Navy. I was the Indian.
Right.
But that's only because I looked the best in the chaps, and they were assless. Those chaps are assless, and they're very well. On stage, you sweat a lot, so yes. I said, "Hey, construction worker in the plastic hat,
right.
That's not the way to go." Indian headdress,
yes.
Light, breezy, assless chaps.
There you go.
Very nice. And of course, I'm the only one that is not in shape in this studio right now, so I need to get unmotivated because tonight you're at Stand Up Live in Phoenix with the unmotivational tour.
You get one time every day. People, just every life, work, home, two broke girls. That's a day.
Right.
Why are you doing that
right.
Tonight? Let's go out. Not work, home, laundry. A Netflix movie starring Nicolas Cage that no one's ever heard of before. That's a terrible day.
What are we talking
about?
Well,
my day is work some more, go home, and usually watch, you know, Bar Rescue, Hotel Impossible.
See, that's a day. But listen, you're never going to work. People aren't going to remember their days at work on their deathbed, right? You're going to remember memories.
Right.
Like the night you went out to Stand Up Live on a weird Thursday night to see this crazy comic. And you met this dude, you both laughed, you had some drinks, you went to Vegas, and you bumped bathing suit parts. That's the night you want.
That's what I want.
Everyone's got those. The night you created the best concert buzz of all time at an Oingo Boingo show at Outdoor Stadium in San Diego.
It's a dead man's party.
It is. And by the way, it's a pot cookie and hot sake.
Hot sake.
Yeah.
Wow. I tried sake once. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Really?
No, that or the cucumber roll just didn't go with me.
Seaweed salad?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all delicious. It's about trying life and going out. And that's what the whole show's about that. It's about, you know, I grew up without a cell phone. We get caught up in this whole world. When I was a kid, if you went to a show, a concert, and you lost your friends, you made new friends. That's how that show went, right?
Absolutely.
And you found a way home, right?
You could talk to people, but not anymore. Nowadays, these kids, all they do is film everything, serving as a documentarian of their time here, instead of getting out and being in the moment and living life, and that's what the show's about.
Are you into selfies at all?
I mean, I'll post them only because I have to get people to come, but honestly, I'd rather just go play golf and have some drinks.
Do you hear about the study that just came out?
No.
Selfies have killed more people this year than shark attacks?
Because they were standing in front of a train taking
something.
A selfie or something.
Yeah,
they've done something. I'm taking a selfie.
Or fell down
steps. How about the guys on top of the buildings with the selfie stick? Like, on the top in Dubai?
Right.
You're like, that's a recipe.
Or at the Grand Canyon. Back up a little. You know, I got to get a little closer. I got to get a better angle. And down they go.
Well, anytime people are doing bucket list things, so like bucket list for me is like sitting in my jacuzzi listening to Peter Gabriel with a glass of red wine. Like, that's when people like, when some guy dies mountain climbing, I'm always like, why did that happen? Is the cure for cancer? What are you going up there for? This Jamie bucket list. Here's how Earth works. Earth made us breathe air. Earth put air where it wants you to go. It's tricky. Here's the idea. If you're carrying air, you're not supposed to go there. That's how it works. Let's just sit back and have some cocktails.
This comes from the Navy, man. Like, you can't, you know, like, you didn't dive, you didn't.
No, man.
No.
I was in right after Top Gun. Whenever people say thank you for your service, I'm always thank you for letting me serve. I was in San Diego. I went in the year after Top Gun came out.
Oh, wow.
We went to the Philippines. I toured the world, Australia, Hong Kong. It was really a good, historically speaking, it was the best time ever to be in the military.
Yeah.
So why did you transfer from military to comedy?
Military wasn't as much fun, and all of a sudden I realized that comics were having sex and actors for the most part. I would see somebody like, you know, DiCaprio have sex, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to go out with girls.
Did you start in acting or comedy?
I started. You know what's funny? I started in bartending.
I
got out of the Navy, and I said, I don't care what I do. I want to live on the beach in San Diego and be a bartender. And I worked at the Pacific Beach Brew House Company. And then a friend of mine was in an improv group, and he said, hey, come play with us one night. And I jumped in, and I was like, oh, man, this is the best. It was just people goofing off and having fun and very artistic. And so I started an improv and then fell into acting. My first job was Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah.
You remember that horrible show?
Yeah,
that was my first job.
Wow.
I was some cop. I was like, hey, you're under arrest, Bobby Six Killer. and off I went. And I
could see you as a cop.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm an Irish guy. It's cops and drunks and bartenders and priests.
There you go.
That's my whole life. But and so I kind of jumped from there to L.A., and then I ended up doing My Boys for 4 years after, like, Will and Grace, Friends, a bunch of sitcoms. And now I do stand-up and do some shows, and I host a show on American Heroes Channel called America Facts versus Fiction.
I like that.
I'm very proud of.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's just this constant struggle. But now I have this life lesson that I'm trying to take out to the world and teach people to go out and have a good time. And so that's what the show's about.
Am I free to bring my clock and my briefcase to your show tonight?
Like a Unabomber clock and briefcase? I'm so confused. Is that?
You know, if you're the kid at the clock and he brought the clock
in.
Oh,
yeah, the kid.
Yeah.
I'm confused on that. I didn't hear the whole story. Did he like play it mischievously? Like it wasn't a bomb or something?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a science project, but it was just a circuit board.
Yeah.
with a digital
from an '80s clock from Radio Shack.
You know, and everyone's like, "Oh, that poor kid. He needs to go to the White House." Yeah. You're like, dude, he knew what he was doing.
He was being sneaky. Right? Yeah.
You're like, you're a dick.
He gets a GoFundMe account.
Yeah.
People start giving him money now.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Bullish. You can bring your clock and briefcase.
Now you're
as long
in,
as there's some whiskey in it or something.
Yeah. You're in Phoenix, so you won't get to go see the Pope personally on the East Coast.
I will not, and I will tell you that I mean I have a wife and two kids under the age of two, so I mainly took this gig just to sleep in a hotel for two nights. So that's
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
My wife's
right
like,
you
have
actually,
to go, and I have to go. I have my job. I have to do it. Yeah. And today to prepare for the show, I'm playing Paradise Valley Country Club with a friend of mine. I'm playing.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. It's very rough. Very rough job.
If you'd like to see Jamie tonight, text the word stand up live to 480-655-8870. 480-655-8870. You just missed our rain and our monsoon, so you're back here with the heat. Not too bad for you. You like the heat?
Yeah, I'm a redhead. I love heat. I love to be in the bright sunshine as much as humanly possible when my skin's like flash paper.
Right.
No, I know. I need SPF infinity at this point.
Have you ever tried to argue the redhead fact? Because Jonathan's his little boy. Mm-hmm. We always say he's got red hair, and he kind of looks like your red hair. Okay. Kind of that strawberry blonde, sure. If you will. Have you ever tried to argue? Because he won't accept that his kid has red hair.
It's a recessive gene, so it is his son. And look, he's a magnificent beauty of a man. And I can say that because we're both former military.
Of course, right. Yeah.
And listen, when you're out at sea, it's about human emotion and contact. There's everything's somewhere on the Kinsey scale. It doesn't matter where. Everyone's a 5 on the Kinsey scale at sea. Any port in a storm, you know the rules.
Right.
Listen, here's the thing with redheads. It's like we're a separate thing. Like God started in Italy, beautiful, beautiful people. Went to France, made them beautiful. Went to England, pasty white. It wasn't quite great. He goes, oh, what if I cover it with red fur? And then he goes, oh, this is a horrible disaster. I've messed this up. Let's kill them off with a potato famine. Oh, they survived? Get them drunk. And then they spread around the world. That's how the Irish took over the earth.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That's great history.
Jamie Kaler, one night only at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. Tickets available. Show's at 8 o'clock tonight, 18 and over. So make sure you check out Jamie Kaler tonight at Stand Up Live. Jamie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate being unmotivated this morning.
That's it, man. It's about life. It's about enjoying. In the moment. So come out and stop wasting it. Just enjoy it.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for being on.
New music.
New music.
New music.
New music.
Bringing you the newest of 21 Pilots, Hair in My Heart.
Everyone's listening to The Pulse.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know.